have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
The Beyond Defense family is a talented group of artists from all genres of music. From hip-hop to inspirational neo-soul, Beyond Defense was founded by artist and CEO David Benton, who had a simple vision to encourage people to truly go beyond their own fences. Since inception, the artists on the label have built a reputation for building communities and award-winning hits. Book Beyond Defense for your next gathering at www.beyonddefense.org. Beyond Defense, your one-stop shop to everything entertainment. BDF, take two.
There's so many times in life that you question what God has for you. You know, for every purpose there's a plan. Well, I was that way too. And one day, I just decided to move. And I encourage you to do the same thing as I tell you a little bit about me. 17 with two babies outside. Nearly had me going crazy outside. I never thought I'd see the sunshine again. So I just kept on pushing, but you. You gave me life, you gave me hope, you gave me everything. You gave me life, you gave me hope. This is the song I sang. About the age of 27, I knew what I would be. What people didn't see. Growing up in this cold, cold world, walking around with so much shame. I wasn't popular in high school. People barely even knew my name.
But you,
you gave me life.
You gave me life.
You gave me hope.
You gave me hope.
You gave me everything.
Everything.
You gave me life.
You gave me life.
You gave me hope.
You gave me hope.
You gave me everything.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio, and you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Welcome right here on Beyond the Radio. This your host, your main man, the coach, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. That's right. I'm smiling because I woke up this morning. I'm in my right mind. I'm healthy, and I'm blessed. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you for your prayers. Because we already know by the time we get up here, we are already covered. So we just go straight in. That's right. Shout out to Kimmy Kim. We love you. We love you. Thank you, Queen. We thank you because she has been a blessing to so many to provide us with her awesome platform. That's right. We are very grateful and thankful. So shout out to Kimmy Kim. So with that being said, we got a wonderful show for you guys tonight. And I hope you are ready. So can I get a drum roll? Coach Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Coach Shay Samuels is in the building. Hey, Coach David. So happy Sunday. And shout out again to the Elation family, the Beyond the Fence family, and most of all, the listeners, Coach David. Shout out to the listeners who tune in every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear our teachings, our craziness, our foolishness, the love that we have, all the things above. So shout out to y'all for sticking it out with us. We love you. Well, yes. Coach David, you guys had an excited day today, so tell us about it. I got to flip the table on you. You know.
All right. So before I talk about today, our day, we did have a good day. I want everyone to put Tommy Two Toes, our awesome comedian and also co-host, right here on Beyond the Radio, put him in prayer. He had to go to the hospital. One thing about that brother, man, he's always like he really does stay in good spirits a lot. And he called me. He was like, man, bro, I just really wish I could be on the show tonight, but I'm being rushed to the hospital. He sounds so terrible. And he was like, but I was smiling. And I just started busting out laughing. I said, listen, man, get off this phone. You don't need to be talking right now. You sound terrible. He said, man, I just want to be on the radio so bad. He said, man, I've come accustomed to it. I love it. I love what we represent, what we're doing, and where we're going. So he just said, man, just ask everyone to please pray for me. So I am asking you guys, all the listeners, kings and queens, men and women of God, put Tommy Two Toes in your prayers. He's going to be all right. One thing about this brother had an amputation on both of his legs years ago. And, he don't make excuses to fail. And I've seen so much strength. I actually graduated with this brother. But yes, I graduated with this brother. And ever since middle school, he was just a comedian. Like, all he did was make us laugh in the class. So me coming out of prison, federal prison, I seen a picture of him on Facebook. And it brought me to tears. It did, because I was like, wow, man, my brother got two amputations. And I didn't know. I just didn't know because he's my classmate, and I actually know this brother. Like, I know him. And, once I talked to him, he didn't feel sorry for himself, and he don't want nobody else to feel sorry for him. So he always, tell me, man, like, man, look, I got an amputation. I'm not handicapped. That's what he would say. So shout out to Tommy Two Toes for his strength, his ambition, his loyalty,
yeah.
his love, and he has two amputations. He has two prosthetics. But you know what? That brother is not handicapped, so just put him in your prayers.
Yeah.
You want to say anything with that, Coach, said before I talk about my day?
Tommy Tito's, you know, he's probably listening, so we love you. And we just thank you so much for your dedication and your support. Like you said, Coach David, you know, he called you even in the midst of there's a lot of people who would make excuses on why they didn't call, you know, and make you feel a bit insensitive for wondering what was going on. So just your commitment, your dedication, and your willingness to never give up, always be integral. I just want to give that a great big shout out tonight as well.
Yes, and shout out to the Beyond the Fence family, the whole Beyond the Fence family. We appreciate every artist, every partner. Shout out to G. Will, William G. Will Faulkner, the DJ. Shout out to Ms. Tanya Caesar, Alma E. Neely, The Jewel, D.B. Jr., Blockstar, myself, Shea Samuels. We even got a guy who's going to be, you know, dropping a single on Beyond the Fence, Primo the Don. We got another guy who's going to be dropping a single on Beyond the Fence, Big Miko. So we're just going forth. We're doing what we have to do. Shout out to Tommy Two Toes again as a comedian artist on Beyond the Fence. So shout out to the whole family. Appreciate everybody's dedication, warmth, and love. But you know what? I had a great day today, Coach Shea. You know, men and women of God, kings and queens. I had an awesome day. I went and I had a busy day. I met with my class, my classmates. You know, we're pushing up on 30 years since we graduated high school. And, you know, we met today, had a great lunch, and we just talked, we laughed, and we reminisced. And everybody was so mature about it. And then after that, you know, The Jewel, shout out to The Jewel. He drove down here, almost a two-hour drive. He drove down to my city, Knoxville, Tennessee. And it was a poetry session. And they booked us to do a music piece. And we held it down. So shout out to Ebony and Ivory Brewery right here in Knoxville, Tennessee. It was an amazing event. So much class. All the artists, you know, who was doing the poetry, it was so awesome. And I had a great time. I had a wonderful time. So that's what it's about, Coach Shea. That was how my day went. But you know what, Coach Shea? I want you to go ahead and start out about our topic because this is an important topic, and I don't want to take this whole halftime, you know, to talk about my day because you have a wonderful topic. But you don't even have to talk about the really like tell the topic, but just go ahead and give your piece of where you want to go, because you was telling me about it and I was like, so much came to my mind on how, you know, we could be a blessing to others because we have overcome so many obstacles and we still got to deal with everyday life ourselves. So you want to open this up?
So just a lot, Coach David, and to the listeners tonight. You know, we were talking about a lot of things that are happening in the body, and I'm going to use the word the body of Christ. However, that does not include everybody. So, you know, I pray that this will be a blessing to everybody tonight listening, and that we would be able to really do a pulse check on where we are within the body, Coach David. I love platforms like ours because we get a chance to really teach people from a very, very global teaching, and it allows every person to really, you know, kind of, like I said, take that pulse check, you know, gut check themselves. And so I like that. But what I was talking about mainly was just how the church is becoming. And I was reading something right before the show, reading something that I had sent you earlier. And one thing that it said, and I want to read it verbatim, but one thing that it talked about was just how I want to use this word, but I'm going to use the word that they use, basically how much of a mockery the church is seeming to become. And I don't want to offend anyone when I say that, because I don't want people to think that that's our thoughts. But based off of a lot of things that are happening day in and day out, one might say, Coach David, that the church itself within the four walls is beginning to weaken. And there's a number of reasons why that could be happening, and there's a number of reasons why we're allowing it to happen. And so what I want to talk about tonight, Coach David, is a number of things. So the first thing is just spiritual maturity. I believe that we have gotten to a place, you know, I can say this and I can say it just because we travel a lot and we visit a lot of churches, Coach David. we're in a lot of churches, and it can become very kindergartenish, right? When you're watching, if you could, you know, those movies where the kids, the babies are talking, but nobody knows that the babies are talking, and they might stick their tongues at one another. They might be saying things that parents don't even know that they're saying. It's like being able to watch this. Now, for some of the listeners and for some people that, you know, just some of the listeners, you may go to one church service a day, right? You may never see as much as someone would see going to several churches a day. Do you agree, Coach David?
I definitely agree.
You would never understand what we see from state to state. You would never understand what we see in some states' different churches. You would never understand how often we see discord in the body. So when someone is going to church just once a day, and maybe a Bible study maybe once a month, you may not be able to identify with some of the discord that we see. And it can be very, very troublesome, Coach David. So spiritual maturity is one a part of the conversation. The other is scriptural. How do you hate your brethren who you see, but say you love God who you don't see? That's all kind of incorporated into the spiritual maturity. So there's a lack of love, a lack of respect. There's a lack of being on one accord, although that's why we're saying we're going to church or why we're seeking God even the more, right? So that's the second thing. And then the last thing, Coach David, really is how easy it is when we say scripturally out of Galatians 6 to not grow weary while doing good deeds, how easily we can become weary because we're seeing so much, right? And so those are the things I would like to talk about tonight. So like you said, it's going to be a hefty conversation. We're going to try to incorporate all of what I just said into this a broadcast tonight, but I'm telling you that we are wanting for your ears to perk up in a good way. We want you guys to hear it so that you can identify with it and not grow weary, because it can be cumbersome. It can be overwhelming. And one question I asked you, Coach David, I said, you know, if I could sum it up, why did people choose God? Like, you know, and I jokingly said it, but I said it's like a Muslim, you know, it's like a Muslim saying, well, I'm just going to eat pork. If one of the requirements is for you not to eat pork as a Muslim, why would you go to that religion only to rebel against eating pork?
Right.
So, Coach David, what do you have to say about that?
It's like the hard truth. The sad part is, you know, I've been around a lot of people who just like, they're tired of going. You know, people used to go and, you know, it would leave out feeling a breath of fresh air. And I'm not saying it never happens, but I'm saying it seems to be getting worse than better, because people are actually coming out in more pain. people going in, they're coming out more discouraged. They're going in, they're coming out feeling like they ain't good enough. And some of them just like, you know what, they don't want to come back. And it has absolutely nothing to do with their relationship with God or how they feel about God. It has something to do with the immaturity of the people who's supposed to be the one, the most spiritual. And you know what? It's only two people. You're either the one doing the discouraging or you're the one being discouraged. And I think that the ones who are doing the discouraging, the ones who, you know, are putting themselves up on a pedestal of leadership and title-driven and we're making people think that they have no value. We're making people think that we have it all together. But I want to tell everybody, like, when you read that Bible, right, when you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, when you read them all, you see Jesus' actual life. They were the Pharisees and the Sadducees was around quite a bit. But Jesus had no time to be telling them, I rebuke you in my name. I rebuke you in the name of Father. He said, your father is of the devil. He said that one time. But that was like the final straw because he knew that, okay, it's execution time. So he said what was on his heart, what was on his mind. He said what he said on the mount, and you know what? That was it. But just every day, he didn't have time to be telling them how good they weren't. He didn't have time to tell them how much they suck in life. He had every right to say, none of you amount up to me. None of you is like me. He had an opportunity to say that every day. But you know what? He never put them down to make them feel less value. He would only try to build them up. He would only encourage them. He only told them how great they were. Then, you know, there were some times he got frustrated with them, but he never made them feel that they didn't have no value. He only was trying to get them to understand how great they are, how much value they have. He had every right to say, none of y'all fit the mold of what God is on this earth. I'm the only one. I'm the only one who can do it. But he didn't. He didn't. All he said, I'm about my father's business. All he said, I'm going to make you fishermen of men. If they're going to be around him, it was his job, and he knew it was his job to make them better. Not force them to be himself.
Yeah.
He wasn't trying to force them to be him. Christ-like is not you going to be sinless. Christ-like is a mentality. So he wanted them to have the same mentality to be about his father's business. But as a human being, he knows that they're not going to live up to every expectation. He know this. That's why he said he, without sin, cast the first stone. That's the intelligence. That was the maturity. So us as leaders, us who have these titles, we have to get to a point to where we have to accept that it's okay to disagree. We have to get to a point where we have to accept. We have to understand to empathize because we are still at a growth process. Everybody is growing. Everybody, every day, we're growing. Your biggest pastor, the biggest one, the one who y'all think the number one pastor on the planet is still at fault in life. He's growing every day to become better because he has imperfections and flaws in his life. And we're all not going to agree with one another. And that's what we got to, it's not healthy to continue to put each other down and get upset with one another just because we disagree. That's my spiel on it, Coach Shay.
thanks, Coach David. What I'm going to do is read the article that I was mentioning earlier But this article was actually put out, which I'll give the story on the second half, so you have to stay tuned for this. But this article was speaking in regards to someone that I actually met yesterday. Didn't meet them like formally, but I was in the surroundings. But this article said, all joking aside, it is actually sad that church is becoming a complete mockery where this poor excuse, and I'm just going to say that without going into it, could really pass themselves off as who they say they are. And this is an article. This is an article that's out there, and the article is saying, all joking aside, it is actually sad that the church is becoming a complete mockery where this poor excuse for what I'm talking about and who they say they are can pass. And here's the reality, Coach David. I was thinking about this a couple of days ago, that so many people have really, really started to kind of be what we would call like the raft of God. Like, mm-hmm. I look at so many, you know, I don't have a lot of these friends on Facebook, but when I do see the raft, you know, you remember the guy that used to be on the side of the road, the end is coming, the end is near, God is coming, you know, and we all, this is a warning, this is a warning, this is a warning. You said something a few weeks ago back in one of our classes, and you said, we make God look weak. And that was powerful, Coach David. You said the way that we, and I kind of put my comedic spin on it, because I remember, if my cousins were listening tonight, if y'all are, let me say thank you. But I remember when we were younger, we all knew, we still do, but we all knew how to fight when we were younger. And so the only reason why the other cousins were there really was just because we just wanted them there, not because we couldn't hold our own, right? And none of us would go.
Still got them hands, Coach Shea. I just want to say that. They don't know Coach Shea still got them hands. She's got them hands. She's strong, and look, she likes it. Don't try her. Okay, I had to say that. You got them hands. You still can fight. So, go ahead.
And so, so here's the thing. It was embarrassing for one of our cousins to go on our behalf to go speak to someone about our problem. You hear what I'm saying? So one of my cousins couldn't go to somebody and say, you can't do this to her. You can't do this for her. You shouldn't be doing this. It was an embarrassment because it was my fight. So, Coach David, as I was thinking about it, we are so quick to quote, this battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. But why do we keep fighting the Lord's battle? Why are we on Facebook?
Yeah, like we
got to
take up for God. We take it up for God. God, the little homie.
Do you hear what I'm saying? It was an embarrassment for our cousins to try to take up because we knew who we were. Like you said, we got them hands, yeah. Coach David. We knew that we can hold our own. So if my cousin went on my behalf, we would get into an argument because you had no business doing it. It made me look weak.
Yes.
It made, if I did it, it would make them look weak. So now we got to try to prove, this is younger us. This is not who we are today. But when you said that, we make God look weak by saying we need to fend for God. But in the same breath, Coach David, we're saying, well, the battle is not ours. We pick and choose when we want to say that, though. Well, we're going through some problems. You know, we can't pay the bills. Well, you know what? The Bible says the battle ain't mine. It's the Lord's.
how much do you really think God has the power in your life? Like, for real.
That is
if you really believe, like you say you believe, there's no way you would have to feel you can take up for God who created everything and everybody.
What we're throwing out there is raft. So we're the ones that's throwing the raft of God out there, and we're forgetting that there's a piece of God's heart that that God wants for all of us, and that's love. Here's the thing. The Bible even says a friend can rebuke in love. Raft and love are two different things. And so, Coach David, what I've been experiencing
when we talk about this on our way, on coming back from the music break, what I've been experiencing has really been concerning. And we're going to go into Galatians 6, but stay tuned because it's going to get a bit deeper. We'll talk to you guys right after the music break to finish out this topic. With that being said, where the music at? 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 Where the music at?
Yo, it's your boy David Bennett. I'm going to be on the fence. You know, when I was a child, I thought as a child. I spoke as a child, and I understood as a child, you know what I mean? But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Yeah. I went from a male to a mentor. Good guy gone bad, I was never bad. Just hustling and grinding for what I never had. Sassy sold my first pack, I never looked back. Baking soda and water, show me how to cook crack. Hennessy and weed, chilling with the hood rats. Had to chill, XC pills, I let my book bag look. I did what I did as a kid, so stand down. Got caught with my pants down. Now I'm a man now. Nobody fronted me. Never asked for handouts. I was low-key. Never had to stand out. School of hard knocks. Never been the class clown. This part of my background. I'm talking the facts now. People know me. Considered as an OG. Your emotions won't control me. Your immaturity don't provoke me. Look, because of the old me, I owe me. Troy G, JT, Big Brad was there to console me. Yeah. Up in the trenches with the killers and hustlers. On the realer, you can be a killer and still be a buster. Fed my pit bulls hard white, no cut on the butter. Turned against me undercover, now my kids gotta suffer. 10 of life, one conspiracy, no justice at all. They gave me 15 years, a homie claim he ain't mumble it all. I touched down, they realized I didn't fumble the ball. Staggered a little bit because of the fall. I didn't stumble and fall. Kept my head up, educated myself. Heard my pit bulls growling, contemplating my death. I cried myself, felt like I was living in hell. My cellie told me to thank God that I'm living and well. To get a grip on yourself, live instead of exist and make a better decision. Helping the children, put them in better position. Seeing none, just listen, give them a vision, keeping them out of these prisons. Yeah.
Love song,
my heart.
me closer to you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I am your co-host, Coach Shay Samuels, and I'm in the building. I'm in the building with your main man, our host, Coach David Benton. And again, we want to give a great big shout out and love and the hugs and all that good stuff to our comedian of the bunch and co-host, Tommy Two Toes, who is in the hospital tonight. You guys keep them in prayer. We are going to give a great big shout out to our sponsors as well, as we do every single week. Shout out to Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight is what I call her. She is, let me tell you guys, if you're looking for a quality voiceover, we cannot say it enough, a quality voiceover, not just any voiceover, a quality voiceover. We want you guys to reach into Paula G. at Paula at Paula G. voice.com or paulagvoice.com. Look at her website and see all that she has going on for 2023. One of the initiatives that she has going on right now, if you are a business owner and you are doing tutorials on your website and you need someone to voice over those tutorials, reach out to Paula G. Let her know that Beyond the Fence family sent you, and I promise you, you will not be disappointed. We always have to give a great big shout out to our DJ, Beyond the Fence DJ, G Will. G-Weezy is what I call him. If you are in the Knoxville or surrounding areas, listen, I think he's already booked up for 2023, so y'all might want to get in for 2024, and you might want to just cross your fingers, say a prayer, and press your luck. Go ahead and get with G-Will for any event that you are hosting that requires a DJ. You can reach into him at beyondthefence.org. That's BEYONDAFENCE.org or beyondthefence1@gmail.com. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll? Hey.
Swing.
Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC. Listen, we are taking businesses from zero to bringing it to life. If you are a new business or an existing business and you want to find out some new strategies for your business or just bring your vision to life, Let's Talk Business. You can reach into myself or Coach David at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com, and we are serious about taking your business to the next level. We have a 100% success rate for those who have followed the process. And listen, for 2023, we have expanded our reach as well. We are completing workshops and seminars, motivational speaking, transformational speaking, and this year's initiative, again, is about employee engagement. If you are a company and organization and you want to bring your team together, especially for those remote employees, and you want to do some team building exercises with those employees, Let's Talk Business. Again, you can reach into us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. And that's it for the sponsors. Coach David, do you want to take over? Do you want me to keep on going, sir?
You can go ahead and keep on going. You are on a roll.
Love it. I'm going to go ahead and read in Galatians, Coach David, because this is what started it out. And I want to encourage everyone to remember, as we're talking, I started off by saying that we can really grow weary in doing good deeds in times like this. Once I explain to you guys what I've experienced just in one weekend from different members of the body, it really, my heart was hurting. And there's no wonder, like Coach David was saying, why so many people are leaving the body. But Galatians 6 is titled Doing Good to All. It says, brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. So let's stop there, Coach David. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. Right before the break, we talked about the word wrath. We talked about wrath. And so I want to talk about that in definition, because Coach David, I really want to set some people free tonight regarding what they've been doing, how they've been doing it. And if I can't do that by the teaching tonight, I'm going to say my prayer would be that the God's word, the Bible, will do just that. And so what the word wrath means, it says wrath is great anger that expresses itself in a desire to punish someone. So let me go back to Galatians 6, Coach David, if I can. Galatians 6 says, brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. That is the NIV version. I'm sorry, the NLT version. It says gently. So, Coach David, what I experienced this weekend was a lot of wrath. I experienced three different events where each person was supposed to either be celebrating the next person, loving on the next person, embracing the next person, all because we're all in this thing for God, right? And we say how big God is, and we say how loving God is, but then we come together and start acting a fool. So we're wondering why people are, and I'm not going to say the word aggressively, but against the church, within the church. I'm not talking about the people on the streets, Coach David. I'm talking about the people who were within the church experiencing what I'm talking about tonight. So Galatians 6 says that you're supposed to restore them gently. But we are in a world right now where we become judgmental as a body. We become hurtful as a body. Coach David, you said it right before the break. We feel like we got to take up for God. We feel like we got to be the justifier of we got to be, Apostle Willie was talking about this word justification. We have to be justification on God's behalf. And so once we start to get to a point where, again, here's what the Bible says in Galatians 6, that we are to restore
gently. And the only way that I knew to do this, Coach David, as I started reading in God's word, mm-hmm. I had to do it for myself first. The
yes.
first part of that scripture says that if anyone is in sin, well, I'm going to say if you're not as a listener tonight, go ahead and throw your stone, Coach David.
Hey, powerful. When I'm just listening to you, you know, you talking about God's wrath, right? I think
mm-hmm.
people getting it misconstrued. Like, God's anger is not like human anger.
Yes.
Right? We'll say his ways are not like our ways. Well, why we're acting like it then? Because
right.
we're sitting up here feeling like we're going to bring God's wrath upon people.
Yes.
You know, like we feel that, you know, we doing this in the name of our Father. And it's like, how you going to, we call him Father, but at the same time treat him as a son.
Mm.
You know, and it's so disrespectful. Like, the prime example is this. When Peter chopped off the guard's ear when they were taking Jesus, he picked the ear up, put it back on the guard. Then he said, man, put your sword down. He's like, don't you know I could, you know, petition to the Father and have legions of angels to come. See, he could do that, but with his maturity, he decided not to do that because he was like, it's bigger than that. We want what it is. Us as humans, we always blame. We lie on God, say, well, God told me. God ain't told you nothing. Stop lying. Stop lying on God. You know, be honest. It's you. You know, God is not going to tell you to mistreat people and make people feel the way you do. That's
mm-hmm.
just not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
there's nowhere recorded where, because remember now, Christian, you're supposed to be Christ-like. You know, so I always use illustration. We're from America, so they call us Americans. People from Mars, they call them Martians. People from Africa, they call them Africans. So if you of Christ, they call you Christian. Right? So that means, guess what? Jesus said, I know my disciples by the way they follow my teachings. So if you're following Christ's teachings in real life, then you're going to realize that the way he taught, it was healthy. The way he rebuked was to build you up, not tear you down completely. We're tearing people down, trying to get them subject to our will, and we say it's God's
mm-hmm.
will. Stop
right.
lying on God. For real, to be honest, God don't need our help. This is God. I dare you guys to just put it in God's hands in real life. I dare you. You're not going to do it because you don't believe as much as you say. It sounds good, but why would somebody disagree with you, or why is somebody not living up to your expectations? You ain't worried about God's expectation. You focus on your expectation of that person. No, it ain't God. They're not living up to your standards. And it's sad because you're not living up to your own standards.
Right.
You know, everybody who's listening, everybody knows, including myself, we have a long ways to go when it comes to this life we live. Every day we must die to this flesh because sin feels good. Oh, when somebody upset you, you just straight chew them out and let them have it. You feel good momentarily, even if you feel bad later. Oh, I told them off. Oh, you feel good. And then I know you feel good because sometimes you say, ooh, you better be glad I ain't who I used to be. That really means that's who you still are.
Mm.
You just don't want to be exposed. So you really just say, well, I'm still this person, but I'm not going to do it in front of you. I just talk bad about you to someone else. But that's how we do. We mistreat each other. Let's start building each other up instead of putting each other down. Let's give each other more encouragement, especially if you say you are a follower of Christ. People don't want to come in the church and come out feeling worse. The body must be healthy. Crochet?
That's good. And I want to say, too, just to piggyback off of what you were talking about as far as, you know, really trusting that God is for you. In the beginning of every show, you always say, we don't have to pray when we come on because there are people that go before us and they pray. And so we have to trust those that are praying before us in order for us to walk in the confidence we walk in just to go into the show. But you say it every Sunday, Coach David, with confidence. We're already prayed up. So we don't have to go back after somebody else did it. We trust the prayer that went forth. And if the Bible says, and by their fruit, you should know who they are, we say it all the time. We've been fruitful. We've been on this show for I don't know how many years. Kimmy Kim, who is a blessing to us, has had the show prior to us coming, had this platform prior to, and every person attached to it, prayerfully is blessed by it, right? So that shows how much we trust what goes before us, if it's for us. You always say it. We don't need to pray before we come on. That's trusting God. We don't have to say, everybody close your eyes, lay on the floor. We're going to pray 500 more times for something to happen. So I want to go into Galatians 6 again and 3. Galatians 3, it says, if anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load. What's happening, Coach David, what I'm seeing is everyone is worried about the next person. How can you be concerned about, and I'm going to tell you what I saw yesterday, and it was very troubling to me. And when I mentioned it today, everybody's like, I didn't really think about that. I was at a ceremony, an honor ceremony yesterday, and praise and worship was going forth, and one or two of the pastors, apostles, prophets that were in there had been focusing on the people who did not stand up to give God praise. Ah, Coach David, do you know that there are people who silently bow to give God thanks? Do you realize that there are people who take in the worship and they absorb it the way that they worship? That's the way that they
Everybody worships differently.
Everybody praises differently. But because it didn't look like what it should have to those people, the people who didn't stand got criticized. They got ridiculed. They got judged. They were called witches. They were called warlock, and this is in a ceremony to honor people who were doing great works in the community. People who are warring in the spirit. And I thought about the people who were being talked to, but here's what I said. How did you see them if you were focused on praise and worship? How did you see what they weren't doing if you were focused on the same God you're telling them to give thanks to? How did you see them if you were giving thanks to God for your goodness, for God's goodness and what God did in your life? How did you see what they weren't doing? That was a simple question, and nobody thought of it, Coach David.
I'm gonna tell you the problem, Coach. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
I'm going to tell you, the problem is this. People want to be worshipped. They are the idols that God wants us to be aware of. Beware of these people. Beware. It ain't about that golden calf. People have become the golden calf. People want to be worshipped. That's why you see people go crazy if they can't get a million likes on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. People go crazy about likes. People want to be accepted. And here's the thing. you can be a pastor, and if somebody come in with just as much knowledge as you, really more knowledge, that pastor, prophet, apostle, whoever will feel more inferior to that person instead of trying to learn from that person and grow and mature and be like, man, you are a blessing to me. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? You've given me so much more information. Now, they won't do that. They don't, because they want to be worshipped. If you come in my presence, then how can I be worshipped? So guess what they do? They go find people who really don't know the word. They go to people who are more vulnerable. Why? Because we call them the little people. They want to find people they look down at so they can look up to them versus the people they can look up to so they can climb up to a certain level. And I'm always trying to level up. So I love being around more intelligent people. I love being around more people with more money. I love the people who are in positions that I've never been in. I love growing. That's called maturity. And I know who I am. So I have no problem submitting to somebody who have more knowledge. And watch this. I can prove it. Let me tell you why, because Jesus did it. Jesus, watch this. They said, Jesus, man, John's disciples, man, they doing this, and they doing that, and they doing this, and he said, hey, man. Hey. He let them know that y'all worrying about the wrong thing. I'm still here. Mm-hmm. I'm still here. So that's why my disciples doing this. I'm still here. Watch this. So much proof of this. Watch this. When John the Baptist baptized him, John the Baptist said, man, you should be baptizing me. He said, nah, we got to do it like this for now. He allowed John to baptize him.
Mm-hmm.
See? Because he said, I come to serve, not to be served.
Yeah.
But we always talk about, Lord, 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 Lord. But he said, I come to serve. If he said, I come to serve, not to be served, we so busy, high and mighty, Lord, Lord, because it make you neglect your fellow man.
Mm-hmm.
And we neglect our fellow man because we want people to look up to us and worship us. But I want to encourage you today. Do what the scripture said. Mimic Jesus' life in real life. If you want to say you a Christian, mimic Jesus' life in real life. Jesus, Jesus, Yahshua, wherever you want to call him, Emmanuel, the Son of the Living God, wherever you want to call him, he will know you by the way you follow his teachings. All right, Coach, that's my closing.
I love it. I love it. And I hope that this really blessed you guys tonight. Study Galatians 6 for yourself. But I think we just need to get into a new posture to really, like, do a pulse check on where we are and really turning our eyes to focus not just on the things of God, but what God has for us. And I believe that internally we'll begin to see a change. We'll begin to see a shift. We will begin to see manifestation of good coming out of people. And for those who are witnessing the things that I've witnessed and most people are witnessing in the body, that you don't grow weary in doing good deeds. Galatians reminds us of that, to not grow weary in doing good deeds and for us to really carry one another's burden. And that's been the hardest thing for us to do as a body, Coach David, is to carry one another's burden because we don't feel, some people don't feel that they even have a burden. You know, that is where that the wrath and error comes in. I like how you put that, Coach David. So we just want to encourage you guys tonight, you know, one, not to grow weary. Two, be mindful that when we are speaking on the things of God, that we are speaking God's truth and that we are speaking God's love and that we are able to restore gently. Galatians 6 says to restore gently, not in wrath. I don't want to see nobody's Facebook pages anymore talking about what God don't like. You're doing exactly what God don't like. You know what God don't like. And seriously, over the next couple of weeks, I'm just going to say a couple of months, put it in action. We want to see it in action. We're not here just to talk to you guys on air just about
We want to speak truth, and we want you guys to implement and execute. And we also want you guys to join us next week at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Beyond the Radio. Again, keep Tommy Two Toes in your prayers. Beyond the Fence family, we love you guys. Elations, we love you guys. And we will see you next week. With that being said, where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
Beyond the fence in the building.